of Woodland Resort on Devil's Lake. How are you?
Jeff Tatzer, 88,412 miles on a 2010 F-150, 20 miles to the gallon and still going strong.
That a boy. You're only 88,000, though. I mean, you're not even over 100,000 yet.
I know, it was only 2010.
Well, that's true. It's only three years old.
Here, let's put it this way. At this time of year, you know where I live and how far I drive. I have less than a quarter mile to work every day. I'm still on the same tank of gas I had in December.
Really? I suppose, yeah. I suppose
yeah,
that's right.
It doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah. Oh, good for
they
you.
They don't let me leave the compound.
No. No, you're kind of, they let you come to Fargo once we had a storm and you got stuck here, so that's why they don't let you out of town anymore.
Oh, that is true. Yeah, but that I use Kyle's truck. I don't use my own for that.
So how are things going at the old Woodland Resort, Jeffrey? Are people catching the fish or what?
Yeah, we have. I got to go see if this is true or not. We have reports of a 15-incher. I got to, if it is, I'll post it. I'm going to go check it out here in just a little bit. And I tell you what, it's like a summer day. I don't know, it feels like it's 2025, but it really feels like it's 70. There's no wind. Beautiful bluebird day. And today was slow. I'll be honest with you. Today was a slow day. And yesterday picked up a little bit in the afternoon. And today, very, very slow. The fish are there. We're marking them by the gazillions. Having a hard time getting the bite today. Haley's have been working great with waxworms and jigging rapalas. The smallest ones you can, blue and chrome, or that perch color, been just great. And on the dropper hook, don't put anything on the tips, on the either the head or the tail hook. Leave that alone. Put a waxworm or a minnow head on that. Jig that profusely off the bottom and then try to raise the fish up. Seems to be working the best.
Now, you said Rapala. Are you a Rapala guy or a Rapala guy?
See, I knew it. I knew you were going there.
Of course I am. I have to.
I'm that little jiggy thing that looks like a minnow, that's what we use.
But you're a Rapala guy. What's the official Swedish pronunciation of it?
I do believe it's Rapala.
It's Lori Rapala was the guy behind these baits.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Why is it Rapala? Why do we do that? Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. I came to North Dakota. I pronounce it lure, and here it's lure.
Lure. L-E-R-R.
Right.
Lure.
Exactly.
What kind
dinner,
of lure is
supper,
he using?
That's altogether weird. Here,
oh, yes, dinner,
supper,
yes.
I don't know what's going on. I have lunch.
Yes.
So, but yeah, fishing's been going pretty good. Like I said, we have our slow days here and there. This is the, as they say, the dog days of February. But I'll tell you what. Again, I hate saying this, but you punch enough holes and it doesn't need to be a dog day anymore. It's really been, to the people that are working their buns off, they're getting rewarded. Just like that biologist said last September, the perch are here and they're big time here and we're seeing all sizes of them. I seen a 3-incher caught today.
A 3-inch perch, that's my size.
Yeah,
so they have those sizes in there.
Did you see? I think I topped the McPhee. I didn't weigh it either. It's my fault. But
oh, yeah. No, I saw on Facebook, and if people want to follow Jeff Katzer on Facebook, his last name is spelled K-A-T-Z-E-R. He had a selfie. How about that? He had a selfie on there the other day, and it was a huge perch. Like, how big was that?
I should have weighed it. I'm a dork. It was just under 15 inches. I mean, I'm not putting it on the wall unless it's a 15-incher. And I laid it out on the back tailgate of the truck, and I got a golden rule with me, and it just was under the 15. I'm pinching the tail and everything. And you know what? Once you take it to the taxidermist, they shrink anyway. So it has to be on the 15 mark where I feel good to put it on the wall. So I hate it.
There's definitely shrinkage when a fish starts to dry up and get less stress and everything else. So
there totally is. Can I tell you a story that just blew my mind today that I've never seen before, though?
You, as long as it's clean, you can do whatever you want.
Oh, absolutely. It's got to do with these underwater cameras. These guys from Iowa are here, and they're like, Jeff, you've got to see this. You've got to see this. So I go, and I take a look, and what happens is, this is the weirdest thing, an absolute cloud of brine shrimp. I didn't know that they were big swimmers like this. All of a sudden, you'd be watching, and everything would get dark around the camera, and a huge cloud of the brine shrimp come in, and then what's right behind them? The little butterball perch. They are all over them. So I have never seen it. They said they were watching this all day. All of a sudden, it would be clear, and the camera would get dark, and all these brine shrimp would be just flying around, and just as they would leave, the perch would be right behind them, gorging on them.
Cool.
So that I've never seen or heard that before.
That's awesome. I wish they could have got that on film or something. That'd be a cool post on the Facebook or the YouTube or something. That'd be neat to see.
Absolutely, yeah. But of course, when I got in there, it was for the most part over. But yeah, it was really cool to see just a little bit that I got to see in there. It was awesome. So just goes to show you that they are chasing those brine shrimp around, and you know, anything that looks like one, and that pink orange color seems to be my favorite. Of course, I like white. As far as small jigs, tungsten jigs with a wax worm have been working really good in that color too.
See, I have a question for, I had a question from a listener. A listener called me the other day and said that her son is a senior in high school and he'd like to get into the fishing business as a guide or whatever. And she's asking me if I could help her out. And I said, I just know the guys up at Devil's Lake and I'm not going to, you know, I don't know what they do to get into that profession. But how do you become a fishing guide? How do you become Jeff Katzer? Which actually we all want to be that. But how do we do what you do for a living?
It takes a lot of time, and you need to gain so much knowledge of the body of water that you're on. I'm learning every day. It's pretty much one of those things you have to lock yourself into. I'm fishing Devil's Lake. I'm going to guide on Devil's Lake. I'm going to study maps. And it's so hard here because the water goes up and down so much that every year we're learning new spots and losing spots. But whatever body of water that person wants to guide on, you need to take a whole summer and absolutely dissect it. If you have walleyes or saugers, you want to do that. If you have perch, key in on them in the winter. If you've got bass, do that. Figure it out. Your clients come and say, hey, I want to go walleye fishing. So you got to figure out where they're doing, what they're doing. So when they come out, you can teach them exactly what you've learned and that they can, you know, probably do it themselves someday too. You're not only a guide, you're a teacher, a mentor, a father. You're everything that you can be in the, when they're in the boat with you. It's really the truth. And if they want to come up to Devil's Lake and look old Jeff Katzer up, he can certainly drive around with me on the ice, see what this is all about. I'd love to have him. We're looking for new guys all the time. I just hired a new guy, as a matter of fact.
You did?
And, yeah, he was from the fisheries here in, where was he out of? He was out of Devil's Lake, actually, yeah. He was a fisheries biologist.
Oh, okay.
So he knows the perch all by name. He's probably raised them. And he always says, ooh, that one looks familiar. But no, if that person wants to get a hold of me on Facebook, giving me a message, go right ahead. Just like Mike said, the last name is K-A-T-Z-E-R. I'd be happy to talk to you about that. And we can get your son or daughter, whole family, whatever, who wants to be a guide. Absolutely. We're always looking for more guides in the summer, too, and waterfall guides. We're even looking for a mechanic.
Wow.
So, I know.
So the takeaway from your conversation today, aside from the guide stuff, is that the perch are... they're not on fire because we're in February, but if you drill a million holes, you'll have a shot at catching some.
I would say if you drill about 100 holes. And you know what? Your first hole could be the hole, but you never know. And we have been putting in our time to do this, and we have been finding them. And again, not every day is a heyday here. I don't want to mislead anybody. We have to work. There's a lot of days where it's a 1, 2, 5 fish day, and boy, even for us, you know, the other day I only caught a couple, but then the day after I landed. And what was that? I'm catching perch. It's almost dark out, and I'm still catching perch. That's another weird thing that went on.
Excellent. So, all right.
Yeah.
Cool. Jeffrey, thank you as always. Good stuff.
No problem. Yep. Everybody be safe. And remember, we have Shiverfest going on here at Woodland Resort this weekend starting tomorrow. We have ice races with snowmobiles, fishing contests for the kids. So get on up to Woodland Resort.
I had somebody text in and say, ask Jeff about his back. Is there a story here, or is this just somebody being funny with us?
Is that Troy again?
I think so.
Yeah, my back is bad.
Okay.
I'm actually talking to you from my house.
Oh, okay.
My back is so bad. I am I'm taking much Advil as my body can take right now. I don't know what I did. I tweaked my back.
Okay. Okay. So. Thanks, man.
Okay.
Have a good weekend.
We'll see
you. Yep, you bet. Jeff Katzer, Woodland Resort on Devil's Lake.